Hi there.
Hi, it's Kyo.
This is Roisin.
Oh my god, Roisin. nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice too, finally.
Storyboat is a new children's book illustrated by Roisin Caria and written by Kyo McClare.
Well, Storyboat is about a journey that a family is taking, and the entire story takes place after their departure from an unspecified place and just before their arrival at a new place. So it's kind of a story about uncertainty. It's about dreaming. It's about two children's imagination.
We've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together or separately to try to bring stories to life. Kyo McClare and Roisin Caria had never so much as spoken on the phone until this interview.
It's funny because I feel like I did speak with you. Maybe it was telepathically or something.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Roisin first heard about Kyo's idea for Storyboat nearly 3 years ago. She felt immediately that she needed to illustrate it.
I loved it. And I said, please, please, let me try it. Let me do some illustration and you see if you like it or not. And then I started to come up with three or four different illustration techniques. And I sent them to Kyo and the publisher. And when I got the result and they said they picked me, I was over moon. I was so happy because I love this story so much and I saw myself in it. To tell a little bit about my background, I'm coming originally from Iran. And when I was a kid, I experienced to be like a refugee kid because in 1980 there was a war between Iran and Iraq, and in those days Iraq attacked my hometown Khorramshahr in Iran, and the war started and it ended like 8 years after that. So my family had to leave behind everything they had and just took me and my brother and tried to escape and took us to a safe place. So when I started illustrating this book in my studio, I kept thinking, I'm drawing myself.
Well, I'm crying, to be honest. And it's just so beautiful because as soon as I saw the sketches that Roisin had drawn, I felt that she had inhabited the story so fully, and that's all you can ever hope for. One of the things that made it very difficult was that the story has a tone. There's kind of a whimsy to it, but there's also a sense of hard reality to it. And that's really difficult. Like, that's like being at the very center of this kind of spectrum of hope and despair. And it's really tricky as an illustrator to capture that in a way that kind of honors the situation. And that's what was so challenging. And as soon as I saw Roisin's art, I knew that this was perfect. It was like being on The Bachelor and you find your perfect match. It was like, I knew this was right.
Kyo's stories, the great thing about her writing is that it's simplicity. So I tried to use it in my illustration too. So I choose very limited color palette, like blue and orange. Blue because of they are sailing in their journey. So I chose the blue for water. And then I chose orange. I inspired by the color of boating life jackets, which usually they are orange. The technique I used watercolor, ink, and oil paint because I needed something to give me a texture for the waves in the sea. So I mixed oil paint with water, and they cannot get along with each other. So it gives me a good texture for waves, for the water.
In the book, a little girl and little boy drink out of a steaming cup and sleep under an orange blanket, always against a stormy blue background. Here is a cup, old and fine, warm as a hug, writes Kyo McClare. Here is a blanket, patterned and soft, color of apricots. And on the next page, they're moving again. Here isn't always the same, she writes. Sometimes it's here just for a moment.
I don't know if you're familiar with the idea of like a step and repeat story. So there's a kind of patterning in certain stories where you kind of build a pattern and then children look for the thread of continuity. And so they kind of become participants in the story. So one of the words that repeats is the word here. you know, here is a cup or here is, you know, here is a blanket. And I wanted to give a sense of what home might be in the absence of a solid place. So the here's kind of develop and kind of add up to the story. And so what I really wanted to convey was the idea that home was also a story.
It's supposed to be a hopeful story, full of imagination and full of dreamings. That's what we all of us as children books creators is that to encourage kids to be a dreamer. When you stop dreaming, you cannot realize the future.
Illustrator Roisin Caria and author Keo McClaire talking about their book, Storybook.